Hey everybody, welcome to Peck Report. Well, stuff is really starting to get real in the Middle East, and we have a lot that we have to talk about. For instance, the United Nations is now insisting that Israel has to help finance Palestinian terror, believe it or not. And also, just recently, just a couple of days ago, I think last Tuesday it was, there was almost a religious war that broke out it was a Tuesday when a Palestinian threw a firebomb at a police post. The Israel border police have been responding to this this Molotov cocktail thing attack on the Temple Mount. This could have it's easy for any of these types of things to just explode into World War III. So we're going to be talking about all that, the prophetic significances of that, and more. Before we get started, I have to tell you that YouTube is doing a new thing now. YouTube is doing there's a new thing that's happening now to mess with this channel. I'm probably not alone. YouTube's probably doing it with a lot. But in the last video, some of you guys commented that you were seeing a frame pop up every now and then of the Peck Report logo, and it would just pop up. A couple of people thought I was doing that intentionally as like a subliminal thing. Let me assure you, that's not the case. It's something with the processing when YouTube processes a video, because those frame glitches were not in. And they might be in this video, I don't know, but they were not in the original video, my original recording. They're not in the original video that goes up on joshpeckdisclosure.com if you become a member for $10 a month or $100 a year. That way you get the full videos. It wasn't in any of that. It's something in the YouTube processing. When YouTube processes a video, for some reason it puts those glitch frames in there, but then after a couple of hours it goes away. So like now, if you go back and watch that video, those frame glitches are not there. The reason that that's frustrating is the most important part of a video to get it going once you upload something is in that first couple of hours. So if you upload a video and it's ruined because these glitches and people can't watch it, then ultimately that video is going to get less views. Not as many people are going to see it. It's going to show up lower in the search results on YouTube and suggested videos and things. It just means it's another way for YouTube to not let you see my videos. So again, whether they're doing it intentionally or not, I don't know, but that is what's going on. So if you see that happen, it's all the more reason to just go and become a member at joshpeckdisclosure.com. This is the way that we have to fight censorship, and this is the way that we have to we can't be dependent on YouTube's platform anymore. YouTube clearly has made it known that they don't want Christians or conservatives on their platform. They still have not released that video. They have not taken off the community guidelines strike. If you want to keep sending feedback, please do so. I did an interview with Rachel Stevens, and they YouTube deleted it. They haven't given it back. They won't let me have access to it, so I at least can download it and put it on the website. They're not allowing that. And I send them feedback every day. I'm asking you to do that too. Ask them to release that video. Ask them for a human being to actually manually review the video to show that there's nothing wrong with it. But anyway, so I don't want to get too much on a rabbit trail and all that. It's just the more reason. More and more reasons are coming up why this membership thing is an absolute necessity for us to continue. So you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and or click on the link in the description below. Join for $10 a month or $100 a year. And that way we can ensure that we're not going to be censored, because then I get to control all my own content, which is pricey. But, that's why we're doing the membership. All right. So let's talk first about the United Nations insisting that Israel has to help finance terrorism from their enemies. So this comes from Breaking Israel News. Actually, both these stories do today. But after 3 days of debate, a majority of the nations represented on the UN Security Council, or UNSC, opposed the decision by Israel to withhold money from the Palestinian Authority, or PA, to offset funds used for the PA Pay to Slay program. That's what they're calling it. Kuwait and Indonesia initiated these deliberations. So in order to help the Palestinian Authority, Israel agreed to collect certain taxes on its behalf. And last month, the Israel Security Cabinet decided to deduct more than half a billion shekels from these taxes to offset the amount the PA pays to terrorists and their families in accordance with an Israeli law passed in July of 2018. So in 2018, the PA budgeted 1.2 billion shekels, that's approximately 350 million US dollars, for these payments. So again, this area is obviously a powder keg, and with all these things, all these anti-Israel things going on, this is going to someday lead in a World War III, most likely. I mean, that when we read Bible prophecy, that seems to be indicated. Now, Kuwait's UN ambassador Mansour Al Otaiba told reporters that Israel's action was, quote, in violation of existing bilateral agreements. End quote. So he told reporters after this session, quote, "This is a unilateral decision. It's not acceptable. It's a violation of the Oslo Agreement and Paris Protocol, and this is Palestinian money." End quote. So Mansour's statement ignores Article 25 of the Israeli-Palestinian interim agreement on the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, which states that each side, quote, will actively prevent incitement to violence, including violence against the other side or persons under the authority of the other side, and apprehend and investigate and prosecute perpetrators and all other persons directly or indirectly involved in acts of terrorism, violence, and incitement, end quote. So the U.S. was the only country included in the closed-door sessions to denounce the PA policy and defend Israel's right not to participate in funding its own demise. So, Special Representative for International Negotiations Jason Greenblatt posted a flurry of tweets condemning the PA policy. So we can take a look at these. Here, let me get screen share up so you can look at what I'm looking at. So here are these tweets, Jason D. Greenblatt. If your citizens were being routinely attacked by terrorists, which of you would tolerate a reward system that compensated the attackers for their crimes? How can we possibly censure Israel for taking the same stance? Here's another one. It's because we care about the Palestinian people and because we want a better, brighter future for their children that we seek to ensure the Palestinian Authority puts the interests of ordinary Palestinians first. Here's another one. This is about the fundamental moral and ethical point that terrorist violence should not be rewarded with compensation, plain and simple. And here's just a repeat of that. Yeah, I mean, and obviously this is absolutely correct. So last week, the Palestinian Authority announced that it would be paying only 50% of the monthly payroll of the Palestinian civil servants for the month of February of 2019. And it also announced that it has already paid the more than 4,500 terrorists the full amounts promised to them. And the Palestinian Authority finance minister stated to the media that he plans to borrow $50 million a month from banks during the coming months in order to continue the payments. So obviously this is completely ridiculous that, you know, that the UN would insist that Israel has to help finance you know, their own enemies so they can just go and terrorize them. You know, I mean, it's anti-Semitism at its worst, and we're seeing this ramp up more and more and more as days go on, and it's going faster and faster. It's what we talked about. We talk about birth pangs on this channel quite a bit. These things are happening so rapidly now. There's how it, we got to be getting close, right? I mean, we got to be getting close to the return of Jesus. Now, this is also why I like reading Breaking Israel news and publications like that, because it's Judaism, so they're not Christian, and it's important for us to see kind of how they view the world, and especially with all this talk about the coming Messiah, the anointing of the Messiah, Purim after the elections, that they're expecting their Messiah to come really any day now, and of course we're going to be keeping on that story on this channel, but it's important to understand how they view it, because what if their Messiah is our Antichrist? What if that's the same figure? But they don't recognize that their Messiah already came. You know, of course they don't recognize Jesus as their Messiah, so they're still waiting for a Messiah. Well, what better role for the Antichrist to play than the Messiah that they've been waiting for? And this could have a lot of ties in with the Third Temple and things that we talk about frequently on this channel. But what would facilitate the entrance or the arrival of the Antichrist as a Messiah figure? Well, a war would certainly do that. A war would give an opportunity to some type, some person, some figure, an Antichrist figure, to step in politically, come to the rescue, and that and reinstate Israel, or however that's going to work. Set aside something for a third temple, or there's a million different ways that it could play out. But this type of war, what this type of thing happening right now with the UN insisting that Israel has to finance its enemies, that type of thing, and what we're about to talk about in a minute with this attack on the Temple Mount, there's going to be a war, and we need to keep our eyes on it. We need to know what's going on. We need to keep vigilant, because this could very well be a prophetic war that leads to the arrival of the Antichrist. So it's really important that we keep our eyes on that. All right, another thing that's really important to keep our eyes on is your own protection, how to protect yourself. Not only self-defense education, but also training and legal protection from protection from the USCCA. Now, the USCCA, that stands for the United States Concealed Carry Association. So right off the bat, you know this is an organization that stands up for your rights as a responsibly armed American. They are absolutely hands down the best self-defense protection provider out there, and their firearms education and training resources are genuinely life-saving. We're talking about hundreds of videos, guides, books, articles, you name it. And look, it's true. You already have protection plans for your car, health, your house, even for your phone. So what about self-defense protection? If you own or carry a gun, then you know that you take on the responsibility of having to defend yourself or your family every time you leave your house. If you're forced to defend yourself, you need to understand that you will have to face our legal system and all the political baggage that comes with it. This means you'll face arrest, legal fees. There's even the loss of your Second Amendment rights. So you do not want to deplete your life savings just to prove your innocence. So this is where the USCCA steps in and provides upfront funds to cover bail, attorney fees, civil and criminal defense costs, and more, even more than that. They'll also pay for you to replace your gun if the police take it as evidence, which they probably will. So you can even choose your own attorney. And in fact, the USCCA has an extensive list of pro Second Amendment attorneys in every single state who you can trust to defend your rights as an American gun owner. They also have a critical response team on call all day, every day, even on holidays, so you'll never have to worry about getting an answering machine. They have three levels of membership, so you can pick which one works best for you and your needs. So with the USCCA, you can be confident that you'll be taken care of if, God forbid, you ever have to defend yourself with a gun. They also have the training and education you'll need to be prepared, which is one of the best parts of being a member. They're dedicated to training and educating gun owners. Now, of course, you might like to think that you're pretty knowledgeable, but it seems like every day they have something new and useful to teach. So you can feel better prepared carrying your gun, knowing the USCCA is on your side every single day. But you don't have to just take my word for it. You can see for yourself. You can go ahead and click on the link in the description below if you're viewing this on YouTube. If not, you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and find the banner there. Or we've made it really simple and easy for you. Just text PECK to 87222, which spells USCCA. 87222, text PECK, PECK, and see what they have to offer. You certainly will not be disappointed. It's incredibly important that you take care of yourself, take care of your family, and take care of any situation if you have to defend yourself. Okay, so we need to talk about this this firebomb and shooting and rioting on the Temple Mount. But before we do, you have to become a member. Actually, before we get to the membership pitch, let's tell you about CBD Pure and CBD Pets. I usually don't like to run these together, but it just kind of worked out that way this time. Just long story short, CBD Pure and CBD Pets, it's the best CBD oil on the market today that you can find. It's absolutely organic, non-GMO, no pesticides. They go through a third-party testing facility to test every single batch that they create, and they put those results online so you can do your own research. This is the best CBD oil you could find. Anywhere, and they make it for your pets as well. So you can go to joshpackdisclosure.com or you can click on the links in the description below. All right, so the shooting and rioting on the Temple Mount, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to save this for members. So become a member, go to joshpackdisclosure.com, become a member for $10 a month or $100 a year. We already talked about why. We talked about the importance of doing so. It's because YouTube censorship is on the rise and we're not going to be able to survive as an online Christian community without this membership thing. So doing the membership, I get to create, I get to control all my own content. I don't have to rely on YouTube or anybody else. I get to tell you guys what God has laid on my heart, and you guys get to learn. We all get to be a community. So you'll get full videos of Peck Reports. You'll get full archived videos of Peck Underground Church in case you don't get to watch them live. So head on over to joshpackdisclosure.com or click on the links in the description below. So members, we are going to be talking about this shooting and rioting on the Temple Mount. For everybody else, we bid you adieu. Take care and God bless.